this week's parasha, Parashas B'Shalach. There was a Yid, Nama Oretz, who once came to Rav Hutna, and he asked him a question. He was going through Bamei Madlikin, and in the Siddur, Bamei Madlikin was written without Nekudas at all, so he didn't know where the periods were. So he's reading the different oils, wicks, and different things you can't use to light for Shabbos. So he came to the words, Loi b'chelev. You can't use chelev, animal fat. And the next mission begins, Nochem Hamadi Oimer. So he read it together without the period. Loi b'chelev Nochem. You can't use chelev Nochem to light for Shabbos. So this man comes to Rav Hutna, the God Lador, he's got a big kasha. That, why does it say you can't use chelev Nochem? What's wrong with chelev Nochem for Shabbos? So Rav Hutna told him like this. He said, many years ago in the year 2448, there's an old Yid that lived in Mitzrayim, a Yid called Nochem. And this Nochem didn't have much of a business. He didn't work because he was too old and sick to work. He had a little business. Didn't make too much money. He sold Yotzeit candles. And every, you know, whenever those Yotzeit would sell them, how much money can you make? And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, one night, he screams, Makas Bechiris. Ain't bias Asha Ain Shomeis. Wow, he's going to rake it in now. There's going to be Yotzeit and shivers and this. He's going to make big bucks now. He was so excited about it. Next morning, he's already counting the dollars. Moshe Rabbeinu comes along. Okay, Klal Yisrael, we're going now. Now? He's going to make it in life, finally. So, vayhi b'shalach parayisom, when parayisom the people, v'loy nochem. Nochem wouldn't go. So they made a gezeirah chazal they can't use chelev nochem. We have two interesting yesodas I saw in this week's parasha concerning tefillah. The pasuk tells us, in Perek Yud Dalet, pasuk Yud, V'yitzaku v'nei Yisrael el Hashem. Rashi tells us, Tofsu umnois avoisom. They took on the trade of their father. And it says, by all the others, they all daven, so Klal Yisrael are davening. And you'll ask anybody who reads this Rashi, it sounds like a good thing. The Klal Yisrael are davening. V'yitzaku, they're davening to Hashem like the others. They're doing like their fathers did. The Maral says you can't say pshat like that. Because you look over here, they're complaining. What are they saying? You took us to die in the midbar. They aren't saying good things over here. These aren't good things over here. So he explains what it means is, it's a sign on them here. Tovsu umnois avoisa means, is, they copied minug avoisa. V'davushu minug avoisa nimshecha adam tamid achrov. Something's the minug your fathers, you copy. They were just copying. What did the fathers do by Tzorah? They daven. Okay, we'll daven. But they didn't daven properly. They weren't davening with kavana. It's just a natural thing to do. And davening without kavana, that doesn't count at all. Davening is pure kavana. It was a tiny on Klal Yisrael over here. It wasn't a good thing. Again, an important lesson for us. A person goes to davening every day. And he does it because that's his minik. His father davened, his grandfather davened. He also came his minik to daven every day. Davening is to be done with kavana. Another interesting insight I saw is later on the parasha it says, "Vayeloinu kol adas Yisrael." Klal Yisrael complained, and so the Sefer Naim the Torah, he says, "His ave Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'tfilasim shel tzadikim." We know Hakadosh Baruch Hu always wants to hear the tfilas of tzadikim, and this Klal Yisrael here went after Ribbono Shel Olam into the desert, Be'eretz Lo Yizra'uah. So if they would have davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would have answered right away. That's what he wanted. There was no water, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to daven, and he'd give them water. But what happened? Instead of them asking and davening, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, they complained. Aval hitzliach maisa sotan. Over mokim tfilins, the place of tfilah, by Yolino, they complained. So you see, there's times in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you something. The only reason he didn't give it to you is he wants to give you the opportunity to daven. That's what he's looking for. Tefillah from you. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And if you don't ask, you're not going to get it. That was the point of it. You're missing the whole purpose. Oh, why did Rabbi Shalom do this to me? Ask him and I'll give it to you. The pasuk tells us, "Vayek Moshe Yod Aliyon." This is Perek Yud Dalet, pasuk Chof Zayin. Moshe stretched out his hand on the sea, Vayoshav hayom, the water returned. And the word it uses, le'esonai. What does the word le'esonai mean? Rashi translates it as le'tokfei harishon. The water went back to its original strength. The Baal HaTorim learns differently. He learns le'esonai is oisius le'tanai. There's a tanai HaKadosh Baruch Hu made by Maaseh Bereishis to make it split. So if that's true, that tanai was made by Maaseh Bereishis to make the water split, why did Chazal tell us that kosher lezavig zvugim k'kris yamsuf? A shidduch is difficult like kris yamsuf. Kris yamsuf wasn't difficult. Right at the beginning of the bria was arranged already for the sea to split. So what difficulty is there in its splitting? It was part of Maaseh Bereishis. So we have to understand what was difficult about the sea splitting, and also what's difficult about a shidduch. We also see Chazal tell us that mezoinos of shalodom, parnosa is difficult like kris yamsuf. What's difficult there about parnosa? So the pshat is, when the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight and told the water, you know, there's going to be a kris yamsuf one day, and you have to split. So the sea said, how do I know who to split for? Any Tom, Dick, and Harry comes along, I split. He says, no, you got to split for Klal Yisrael. He says, who's Klal Yisrael? So Rebbeinu Shlom shows the sea Adam Arishon. You see Adam Arishon? Klal Yisrael will be something like this. When Klal Yisrael come along, you split. Okay, comes now, Klal Yisrael come to the water. And they say, could you please split? And the water looks at them. Hey, Halolov David Azorah, Halolov David Azorah. They weren't such good people back then, Klal Yisrael. The Malachim didn't understand why the water should split. So the sea says, who are you? I don't recognize you. The ID didn't match up. Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped in. Oh, Adam Arishon, Nachshon ben Aminadav. Now it matches. Now the sea was willing to split. It was difficult at the beginning, but in the end, the water saw this is Klal Yisrael and split. What happens by Shidduch? When's the Shidduch arranged? 40 days before you're born. What are you doing 40 days before you're born? You're steiging away. You're learning with the Malach inside. So you're learning, you're steiging. And the Malach sees, okay, this is the guy I've got to match up. 22 years later, the Malach comes looking to make the Shidduch now, to match up the people. But he doesn't recognize the person. He's outside a davening, they're hanging around in the coat room. How's he supposed to recognize him? He's in the middle of Shiri, walks out. How does he recognize him? He's got his head down during Shmuz. How is he going to recognize him? He remembers him steiging away. He doesn't recognize him at all. So when the person goes and does things like Nachshon ben Aminadav, he goes and shows, he starts learning, steiging, davening. Ah, now the Malach recognizes him. He can make the Shidduch. Comes to Parnosa. When is Parnosa decided? On Rosh Hashanah. So the Malach sees this guy and is davening, tshuva, tefillah, stock, is crying his eyes out. His head is covered with his talus. Doesn't talk about a Lashon Hara. But that tzaddik, he doesn't even take a nap. It's Rosh Hashanah. And then it comes now during the year, it's decided now this person gets Parnosa. Now the Malach wants to give him the Parnosa, he can't find him. He doesn't recognize him in the business world. Because you know, in business world, they have a different Shulchan Aruch. They have little seifim which are added. There's one there called business is business. Meaning, yeah, you're allowed to do a little swindle there. Business is business. So seifim Shulchan Aruch, a special heterium in the business world. This is how everybody does it. That's another sif in Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to do that swindle because everybody does it. So of course the Malach doesn't recognize him and therefore he can't give him the Parnosa. The Yid has to act like an Elach Yid, like he acted Rosh Hashanah, and then he'll be able to give him the Parnosa. The Pasuk says, Kivasus pare berichboi v'rosha bayom. The horses of pare and the riders came into the sea. Perik tes vav pasig yud tes. Vayoshva shem alemus mehayom. And the waters came back over them. The Ramban quotes in Ibn Ezra and discusses where the Shira ends, if this is part of the Shira, and how it fits into the Shira. Rav Shimon Schwab says an amazing thought over here. He says that the word ki vasus parai, the word ki, Rashi in Gittin says, daf tzadik, has four meanings. And he says one of them is because. Over here it means because. Ki vasus parai, because the sus parai came in, then the next pasuk begins. Vatech ach Miriam hanaviyach is Aaron satoif, that Miriam began the shira of the women. Because They came in, they sang Shira. What does this mean, because they came in? What it's saying is, there's a difference between the men and between the women. We know, Mishum Noshim Tzidkonios Nigelu Aviseinu. The Noshim were the Tzadikim back then. And the men was lacking, the Emunah and the Bitochen. Chazal tell us that when the Mitzrim were drowned, the Klal Yisrael got nervous. No, sorry, when the sea split, Klal Yisrael went in. And they came out the other side, Klal Yisrael were nervous. Just like we're coming out on this side, the Mitzrim are coming out the other side. They didn't feel so safe. When were they able to sing Shira? So the post before the Shira tells us when. Vayag Yisrael, when they saw the Mitzrim, Mace Asfas Hagel. When they saw them dead, Mitzrim are gone, now we can sing Shira. They didn't sing Shira right away when it split. They had to wait to see that it's safe for us. What happened by the women? The women, the Pasuk says here, Kiva Sus Paroi, because of Sus Paroi, Berech Rosh Beyom, they came into the sea. Right then, Vatikach Miriam, Vatan Le Miriam, right then the women sang Shira. When they came into the water, they didn't have to wait to see them dead. They had then a Muda, Mitoch and Rabbeinu Shlom, they said Shira right away. There's an interesting medrash here, which says, and is explaining the medrash, really explaining the pasuk. Vata'an lohim Miriam. Miriam answered them. Who did she answer? And the medrash explains who she answered. But first he asks the kasha. The men said Shira on two inyonim. The men said Shira for coming out of Mitzrayim. Am zu go'alto. This nation that you redeemed. That was one Shira on coming out of Mitzrayim. They said another Shira, the men. That you drowned the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim drowned. So there's two things to say Shira on for the men. The women said Shira on one thing. Sus v'reich v'rom avion. Only on the Mitzrim drowning, not on the coming out of Mitzrayim. Ask the Chasam Sofer, why did the women not sing Shira for coming out of Mitzrayim as well? So the Medrash says, V'atan the Miriam, who was Miriam answering? That the men said Shira. The Malochim said, let us say Shira at least before the women. V'atan the Miriam. Miriam answered the women. And Miriam said to the women, Shira Lashem ki go egor. Sus v'reichavai, Rama v'yon. This is how she answered them. How does that answer the Malachim? And why did the Malachim want to say Shira before the women? They understood before the men not, but why before the women? See, he explains. Tosfos in Megillah asks the kasha. Women are chayv in Megillah, in Arachosis, in Ner Chanukah. Why? Af hein hoyo bois nanes. They were also included in the Nes. So Tosfos explains, quotes the Rashbam, where were the women in the Nes? That Esther by Purim, Yehudis by Chanukah, Noshim Tzidkonios Nigelu Aviseinu by Pesach. They were also in the Nes. Asks Tosfos Akasha, why does it say Aftein? They were also in the Nes. The way the Rashbam explained it, they were the Ikka. Esther by Purim, Yehudis by Chanukah, and the women by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why Loshen of Aftein Avis Nanes? So Tosfos argues with the Rashbam, Pshat in the Gemara. The Chasam Sofer explains what the Rashbam was saying. That when the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, it was created Bishvil HaTorah Shnikra Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shnikra Reishis. It was built for Torah and Yisrael. The bigger a tzaddik a person is, the less of a nes it is. Because the Torah was created to help tzaddikim, for the sake of the Torah. So the greater the tzaddik, the less of a nes. It's more natural. So it comes out, Mishum Noshim Tzidkonios Nigelu Aviseinu. Because it was the women, we came out because of the women. For them wasn't a nes to come out. For them was natural to come out. So therefore, Taisa said, Af heino yivis nanes. They were also in the nes. For them it was less of a nes than the men. Because you had Esther, you had Yehudis. Since they were so involved in doing such great things, they didn't need such a real nes. Yeah, there was a shtickle nes for them as well. Malachim said, okay, the men said Shira. They had what to say Shira on. Because for them was a big nes they came Mitzrayim. But the women, they have nothing to say Shira for. It was natural they came out of Mitzrayim. Mishum Noshim Zikonius Nigelu Aviseinu. Let us say Shira before the women. Vatan lohim Miriam. Miriam answered them, you're right. We don't have to say Shira for the coming out of Mitzrayim. That's why the women don't mention that at all. But we have to say Shira because we saw our enemies destroyed. Sus v'roich v'ram avyom. That we also have to say Shira for. There's a famous vort from the Vilna Gaon, which you've probably heard before. It says, Klal Yisrael went to the water. One time it says, Bayabosha v'soich hayom, umayim lem choyma. That's the second time it writes it. Choyma is written without a vav, loshen chema, loshen anger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at them. The first time it writes it, it says, they went not Bayabosha v'soich hayom, they went v'soich hayom Bayabosha. What's the difference? Once dry land in the sea, once it says they went into the sea onto dry land. And there it says Choyma with a vav. So Vilna Gaon explains, there were different groups in Klal Yisrael. There was one group, Tashnami Banim and Odov, those type. They went, B'soich Hayom, it was still sea, into the sea. B'yabosha, turned to dry land. Ma'amim Choyma, the water was a wall. But there was another group, they're not going into the water. They saw it's dry, they said, oh, it's not muddy anymore. I'm not going to get dirty my feet. They went b'yabosha when it was dry, b'soich hayom. Only when it was dry already. Umayim lem choyma spelled with the aleph of chema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at them. Now this lashon of chema anger, the Baal HaTurim says on the pasuk also. When the Baal HaTurim says it, he says, why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry at that time? He was angry because they had pesel micha with them. They were carrying avodah zarah when they went to the sea. So we have to understand, if the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry is because of the avodah zarah with them, why does it write it choyma without a vav only the second time and not the first time? So the Sefer's name, the Torah, he explains two pshatim. I'll just do a quick one pshat because it's running late. He says, when Klal Yisrael went into the sea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood they were very low matzav. They were doing avodah zarah. He understood that matzav they were in, and therefore they were carrying avodah zarah with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't angry at that moment. He understood. They were coming from Memtes Shari Tumah. What do you expect? But why? Because they might think, yes, the sea split. But it was coincidence. It split then. We're going in. The Mitzrayim will also go in. So they had no reason to be Makia the Rabbani Shreidan then. But then all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael get out. And the Mitzrayim drown. They see what a Nes HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for them. Now, at this moment, later on in the Shira, at this moment, they're still carrying the Avodah Zarah. They've seen Yad Hashem now. At this moment, they should have thrown out the Avodah Zarah. Now, Maim Lem Choyma. Now it's spelt without a Vav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at them because at this moment, they should have reached the Madrega to be able to throw out the Avodah Zarah. Have a good Shabbat.